Of course, this week's Parsha, the Tochacha, tells us all the bad things that will happen, all the curses, the punishments that will befall the Jewish people if we do not follow the mitzvos. If we don't do the right thing, we will suffer all of these punishments. And the Torah tells us, it is very clear, why is all of this happening? Tachas asher lo avadata Hashem Elokecha besimcha v'tuv levav. We didn't serve God with joy and gladness. That's it? And the Mefarshim struggle with this idea. What does it mean? All of the bad is not because we worshiped the Avodah Zarah, we were not nice to each other, we didn't keep Shabbos, Kashrus, but because Simcha V'Tuv Levav. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Bachya offer the most straightforward explanation. Yes, we were not enthusiastic, we were not excited when doing mitzvos, and we have to have an attitude, an excited attitude, while doing mitzvos. Rav Chaim Voloshiner, for example, though, explains that it's more than just the mood of when I am doing mitzvos, but my attitude towards mitzvos. What do I think about? Am I excited? Am I happy? Am I joyful that I live a life of Torah mitzvos, that I have an opportunity to enrich my life with these mitzvos? That's Rav Chaim Voloshiner. But there is another idea of Rav Kook that I believe can very much help us prepare for Rosh Hashanah that begins just in a little over a week. We're in the Shabbos of Slichos and beginning really in earnest the days of Tshuva. Rav Kook explains that tachas asher lo avadata besimcha v'tuv levav means something different. There is simcha and there is tuv levav. Simcha is the recognition that Torah is just special. It's so unique. It offers us something that nothing else can. And there are so many proofs for this. We know it in our own lives. We know it in the lives of great rabbanim and teachers and leaders, that Torah has within it a power, a uniqueness, something that is so special that we can't find it anywhere else. But that's simcha, the gift of Torah. But says Rav Kook, what's tuv levav? Tuv levav is the recognition that I am worthy of such a gift. Despite my flaws, despite my issues, despite my circumstances, tuv levav is that it's my Torah, that it's my connection, that it's my personal gift. And as we approach and get closer to the Yom HaNarayim, it's simcha and tuv levav that really have crucial importance. What is my chelkenu? What is my chelkenu? Rav Steinsaltz says when we say that v'sein chelkenu b'sora secha, we're really asking that the Torah has so many locks and keys, he says. And each key is an individual, each doorway its own. And what we're asking for is, what's my key? What's my chelkenu? What's my piece of it? That's number one. What in Torah do I love? What in Torah do I just get a geschmack out of? And maybe as we approach Yom HaNarayim, we approach Rosh Hashanah, I should sit down and open something that besides everything else I'm going to do. Something that I like. I like Mishnayos, I like Gemara, I like Halacha, I like Jewish history, I like whatever. Just learn a little bit of something that gives me great joy. But besides that, and more importantly, for in our Tshuva discussions, that even with my flaws, even with my shortcomings, I am deserving of it. I am worthy of it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. That's the simcha and the tuv levav. Not just that I have access to it, but that Hashem has provided me that gift, that personal gift for me. Simcha uv tuv levav. And we should find a few minutes that make us realize we are part of it. V'sein chalkeinu b'sora secha. And we realize that in that aspect of it, and that piece really helps us prepare in an intimate way for the Yom HaNarayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.